Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnistry Inc. Proudly present, no borders, no race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. It is that time of year again, our annual South by Southwest Festival episode. This week, we'll be playing a bunch of artists that are new to the No Borders, No Race realm, as well as a couple that I know you've grown familiar with. 14 Japanese artists, plus 5 bands with some local ties here in the Boston area. There will be no topics of discussion. We're going to just spin these bands, and to help out those who are going to the South by Southwest Festival, we'll also tell you where and when you can see these artists perform. So consider this episode of No Borders, No Race a handy-dandy guide for all your South by Southwest Festival needs. Do keep in mind, though, that some of these shows might be either 18+ or 21+, so please do your research before heading to one of these events, just in case. Now, before we really jump into it, I want to give a big thank you to Benton Label founder and head of the Japan Night Tour, Miss Audrey Kimura. She sent down a bunch of CDs for us to spin for not just this week's show, but for future No Borders, No Race episodes down the line. As I've mentioned in the past, it was because of the Japan Night Tour and South by Southwest that I became strongly aware of what the Japanese music scene is capable of. You know, the Pillows may have unlocked the door to the J-pop realm for me, but it was Audrey and the bands she brought on this tour that gave my keister the swift kick it needed to go through those archways. Bands like Stance Punks, L Garden, Zagoju Kaitens, Orneskabad, Asakusa Jinta, Pistol Valve, Noodles, The Emeralds, and, of course, the band I will be spinning first on my show. A certain all-girl band that showed me that women could rock harder than their male counterparts. So, to Miss Kimura, I bow to you with all my love and say thank you for everything you've done. Also, please bring the Japan Night Tour back to Boston. I have a connection that might help you out with that. So, with that all being said, let's get this South by Southwest show underway. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these albums and EPs from cgjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. However, do note that a couple of the songs that I will be playing on today's episode appear on albums and EPs that are long out of print. So, just a bit of a warning. Now, those who have followed my show not just from the podcast first episode, but even going so far back into my days behind the mic at WMW of Salem, will know about my undying love for this first act. They are the only band to have graced our top 20 albums list a total of 5 times, in 2008 and from 2010 to 2013. It is Tsushima Mire, and they have 2 shows happening at this festival. Wednesday, March 18th at the Austin Convention Center as part of the International Day Stage event at 5 p.m. and on the following Friday at the Elysium at 1 a.m. from Umide. This is Isokinshaku Hitomonshaku.
Umi no naka yogoreta hibi anata ga suki. Umi no naka shioreta hibi anata ga suki. Umi no naka oyoge nai no machi kutabireta. Umi no naka nagareru hibi anata ga suki.
Thank you.
The title track from his 2014 EP, that was Hayoka with Reiro. Hayoka will be at the 405 Club on Wednesday, March 18th. Now, as of this recording, there isn't a time listed, so please check back at the South by Southwest page for more info when it's available. Born and raised in Boston, our next artist just released a new EP called The B-Side Session. His name is Sean McConnell, and you can catch him at Palm Door on Sabine on Thursday, March 19th at 11 p.m. From this new EP, this is Bottom of the Sea.
Well, the hardest part of living is knowing you're gonna die, and trying to leave a legacy with only so much time. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of living on the surface and in between the lines. I'm going down to the bottom of the sea until I found the deepest part of me, and if I drown, at least I'll know that I died free, searching for my sleeping in the blue. I'll fight them all bareheaded, screaming I ain't scared of you, 'cause there's nothing stronger than a heart that's fighting for the truth. So hold your nose, cannonball, someone let me through. I'm going down
The popular techno-pop trio Perfume with Hold Your Hand from last year's Kling Kling single release. You can catch Perfume on Tuesday, March 17th at Highland. They are due to go on at 1 a.m. Right now we're going to be spinning a track from Mothercoat. We'll be gracing the stage at Lucille on Saturday, March 21st at 9 p.m. From their latest EP, 5 minus 1 plus 1 equals, is Trickster.
We'll be right back.
Chandos with Swim Gym from their latest album, Rats in Your Bed. The band used to go by the name Chandeliers, but went with a name change a while back. You can catch Chandos on Thursday, March 19th at 8:35 p.m. at the Swan Dive. Coming up, we've got Bo Peep, who'll be at BD Riley's on Saturday, March 21st, hitting the stage at around 10 p.m. From 2008's Sick Orange Television, this is Spiral Revolution.
Got 見ても左を見ても変わりないでしょ。満足してんのかその当ては中は来い。希望と欲望と絶望だらんか、愛見ろどうする暇もないのかい。愛がないと当たり悪くだけが好きだ。肝心なのは君を救える心なんだよ。を混乱してに掲げる未来の形、一体どこで誰が手に入れるのかい。所詮他人の伝わることでしょうか。目の前のコーヒーと甘い夢、右を見ても左を見ても変わりないでしょう。満足してんのかその頭の中は、希望と欲望と絶望だらけ、君のほど失う暇もないのかい。がたいて当たり悪くだけが過ぎる、ガチなのは君を捨てる心なんだよ。もうこんな茂げに掲げる未来の形、一体どこで誰が手に入れられるのか。所詮他人のタバコとでしょうか。消えてなくなる
Samurai Dynamites with Sugar coming off of their Shiro Sawa EP. They'll be at the Elysium at 8 p.m. on Friday, March 20th. Here's a folk band out of Boston really starting to make waves around here. They go by the name The Ballroom Thieves, and you can catch them at the Holy Mountain Backyard on Wednesday, March 18th at 8 p.m. From their upcoming album, A Wolf in the Doorway, which will be released on April 21st, this is Wild Woman.
Unknown. Hey, a wild woman's heart beats in tune with my own. Truth is a thief on the road to the gallows of time. But if life is a glimpse, it is death. I've been living a lie. She paid attention and I paid the goddamn tolls. She's a wild woman. She's a wild woman. Burning my timber. Caught and made off my heart. looking as her to guess on her path, but she can't make it mine. She's a wild woman. She's a wild woman. Built an altar and prayed to what's holy in me.
From their 2006 album, Filmlets, that was Light with On a Gloomy Evening. You can see Light at The Hideout on Wednesday, March 18th at 11 p.m. Coming up, we've got Japanese folk rockers Pirate's Canoe, who'll be performing two shows on Friday, March 20th. The first will be at Flatstock Stage EH4 in the Austin Convention Center at 1 p.m., and then later on, they'll be at the Elysium at 9 p.m. From last year's One for the Pain in My Heart, this song is called Matty Malloy.
Thank you.
accompanied by Otis, that was Lost Midas with Head Games from his Off the Course release. On Wednesday, March 18th, you can dance along with Lost Midas at the Iron Bear, although there seems to be no time listed just yet, so be sure to visit the South by Southwest page for more info. From Kobe, Japan, our next band was considered by many in the press as one of the most anticipated newcomers from the Land of the Rising Sun. They are called The Finn, and they will be at the Elysium on Friday, March 20th, hitting the stage at 10 p.m. From last year's Days with Uncertainty album, this is Veil.
I see.
from their 2013 self-titled EP that was Quodrum with Quodrum. Yes, it's a self-titled track. Quodrum will be at the Elysium on Friday, March 20th, going on at midnight. Next up, we have Boston Rockers Krill, performing at the 720 Club on Thursday, March 19th at 10 p.m. They just released a new album called A Distant Fist Unclenching, and from that record is Torturer. Small Moon with Love Be to Die, the title track from their 2014 album. Some of you anime fans may be familiar with Mo Moon, as they currently do the end theme for that great anime show, Assassination Classroom. You can catch Mo Moon at the Elysium on Friday, March 20th, where their performance will begin at around 11 p.m. Coming up, we have Zarangari Dollar, who will be at B.D. Riley's on Saturday, March 21st at 9 p.m. From their LEP, this is Love.
Thank you.
rhythm from 2013's Empire album. Gremlin will be performing at the Swan Dive on Thursday, March 19th, where they'll grace the stage at 9:25 p.m. Well, that about wraps up this special episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastionbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbastionbrigade and facebook.com/landofesh. For all your gaming and geek stuff, go to egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. And don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues program. The South by Southwest Japan Night Tour will be playing 10 shows around the country, beginning at the South by Southwest Festival for the tour's 20th anniversary at the Elysium on Friday, March 20th, and will then traverse to the following places. On Sunday, March 22nd, they will be at the Double Door in Chicago with Tsushima Mire, Quodrum, The Finn, Zarangari Dollar, Bo Peep, and Samurai Dynamites. On the 23rd, which is Monday, they'll be in Columbus, Ohio at Ruby Tuesday. On Tuesday, March 24th, they'll be in New York at the Knitting Factory, which is a fantastic club. That's where I first saw the Pillows live. It'll be then and there where Samurai Dynamites will be leaving the tour as they traverse to Athens, Georgia for the Slingshot Festival featuring Tsushima Mire, Quodrum, The Vin, Zarangari Dollar, and Bo Peep. It will be then and there when Bo Peep leaves the tour, and they'll be hitting Denver at the High Dive on Friday, March 27th, with Tsushima Mire, Quodrum, and The Finn, with special guests Mothercoat. And then on Monday, March 28th, at the Bootleg Hi-Fi in Los Angeles. On Sunday, the 29th, they'll be at the Casbah in San Diego. And then finally, in San Francisco at the Independent on Monday, March 30th. My thanks once again to Audrey Kimura for sending out many of these bands that you heard on today's show. If I hadn't discovered South by Southwest or Japan Night back in 2006, my knowledge of the Japanese music scene would be incredibly slim. So I owe not just my love for Japanese music, but this show in general to Audrey Kimura and what she has done to promote these talented bands. Seriously, I would have, like, no idea what I'd be doing right now if I hadn't heard of this festival. For more information on South by Southwest, go to www.sxsw.com and www.japan-night.com, as well as facebook.com/japannight. That's night spelled N-I-T-E. Next week, there will be no regular No Borders, No Race podcast show, as I will be at PAX East all this weekend. But hopefully, keep your ears peeled for a special edition of One-on-One recorded at the Expo. We'll be ending today's special with a band that calls themselves Maho Shoujonin Naritai, and they're an act that you need to hear to believe. Part metal, part punk, and EDM, this is one of the craziest sounds you'll probably hear at the South by Southwest Festival, which is why I think it's fitting that I end the show with them. Seriously, if Hatsune Miku joined Maximum the Hormone, this is what it probably would sound like. Maho Shoujonin Naritai will be at the Elysium on Friday, March 20th at 7:20 p.m. From their new EP, Bouken no Shoichi, this is Kyoso Kyoko Zaraki. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck, reminding you to live long and prosper.
Yeah. shot a bat at the beer. I want a mask, I'll be up in class tonight. The other box, I'll be up in class. I'll be up in class, I'll be up in class.